We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Two guys with a big heart trying to give you common sense, real science, and real health. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, health warrior, owner of Apple Health Foods, and with me,
Bill Sardi, health journalist. I say I'm a health journalist, not a medical journalist. We talk about health here. We don't talk about medicines. If we do talk about medicines, it's natural medicines. And we're trying to help you, reach out to you today. Boy, if everybody in America could hear our show, David, and start a revolution and get everybody to back away from conventional medicine, $2,700 of prescription drugs sold a year per capita, only about $100 of a year of dietary supplements. Boy, if we turned that one around, and I think people are frightened, paralyzed, ill-informed, are too doctor-dependent, and they don't realize they're being gamed. And that's what this show's about, to reveal some of those things. And we want to talk about something today that just is for discussion. And I know we won't come to absolute concrete things, conclusions with this. But the thing that I brought up last time we were on the air was I receive a little prayer notice online every day. I get one of these things from the church that I attend. And it's people that, you know, are in the church group where I go. Some of them I know, some of them I don't. And somebody just died, and pray for their family. And here's one here, somebody that dad has lost a lot of weight and kidney problems, seen a kidney specialist. Would you pray for my dad? He started to gain a little weight, doesn't drink enough water. Well, the kidneys do that to you. And here's another one. Somebody has glaucoma along with cataracts, and they're putting a little valve in the eye to handle the fluid pressure. And then there's somebody that's a missionary overseas, and he has typhoid. So let's pray for all of these people. Now, the reason why I bring this up, and I'm not, dismissing the idea of prayer, but what happens if you pray and God brings the answer to you? Now, somehow the answer is always modern medicines, disappointing and problematic treatment and care. Somehow we've gotten in the grip of believing everything that doctors tell us. And so what happens if somebody comes along and says, well, that dad of yours who has that kidney problem, if he would just get some flaxseed meal and some flaxseed oil and maybe a little bit of vitamin B1 called thiamine and maybe some IP6 rice bran extract, those kidneys would come back to life and we wouldn't need to pray for him. We would have an answer to prayer for this person. What about the person with the glaucoma? Well, we've found that people who take oral hyaluronic acid, that it reflates the eye. It makes the eye bigger, normal. The eye shrinks as we get older. It opens up the fluid drain of the eye. We don't have this high fluid pressure called glaucoma in our eyes. And for most of the cases of common glaucoma that I've had on the telephone with me, the answer is the problem solved. And typhoid, of course, all these infectious diseases, we know the first thing we're going to start thinking about from this show standpoint is we're going to start pumping vitamin D and vitamin C and garlic instead of all these problematic antibiotics and the germ resistance that results from it. So, David, what do we do? The church I go to, there's not one person has asked in the time I've been attending there about their daughter had a skin condition. She's a dark skin girl. And so she had a skin condition of flaking off. So she just didn't get out and get enough sun and vitamin D. But that's it. And I'm not given much of a stage anywhere really to talk about these things or to share with people. And so the door's not open. So what is it?
Bill, you know, it's kind of it's a couple of things I would say to our audience. You know, there was somebody told me a joke once, and they told it with, you know, excruciating detail to really emphasize the punchline. And many of you may have heard it, but it was about a devout, very Orthodox Jewish man who wanted to win the lottery, and he prayed fervently to God to win the lottery, and he would fast and pray, and he was getting so discouraged with everything he was doing right, and he was being so holy and so devout and praying and praying. And he got to the end of his rope, and he challenged God to appear in front of him. And God did, and just said, "You could buy a ticket." And the joke was he was doing everything, but what he needed to do was, if he bought a ticket, he might have a chance. The answers, I think, are here. And I'll tell you something else, since we're in a bit of a just religious vein. I think about telling people, who are they partnering up with here? Big Pharma or Mother Nature? And you know how people will say, you know, what would Reagan do? What would Jesus do? What would somebody do? Well, you know, if Jesus came down today as the big healer, do you think he'd be partnering more with Mother Nature or Big Pharma? I think what you're saying, Bill, is the answers to a lot of these prayers are here, but we're going to like the medical priests, and they're not in tune with it.
Well, it's like the vitamins and the herbs are competing with God, and we certainly don't want to put God in second place, do we? And maybe God will come through this time with some miracle. And, you know, we read of all the miracles in the Bible. I wrote a whole book about this. But the issue is, and we're not dispelling those miracles whatsoever, but it seems to me that God has made a self-healing body. Now, there's some things we might be able to take to help that along and to actually regenerate damaged tissues with stem cells. Your body actually makes stem cells. Don't go running to Mexico or Germany or someplace to get stem cell injections. Your body makes them. You just need to figure out how to get them to survive. We've talked about the use of vitamin D and resveratrol to do that. But the issue is that we have some remedies. We have some cures. As you said, we're praying for cures that we already have, aren't we? I mean,
we're not going out and buying the ticket.
You know, the medical priesthood has it owns the territory here, and these are noxious elixirs of, they're driving the world into, well, insolvency. I mean, we have trillions of dollars of healthcare costs. I just wrote a big report that vitamin D, if employed throughout the world, would lower the healthcare costs by trillions of dollars. The world mortality rate would drop. And it's going to be the moral test of modern medicine to see if they're really interested in helping us get well to the point where we need less doctoring, less care, or we're going to continue to be gamed as we are. Tell us to keep taking small amounts of vitamin D and never reach the prize of lifelong good health and independence. And you know, I read the Bible. I mean, you know, God's plan originally was, at least in the beginning, that we would live hundreds of years and live healthy throughout those hundreds of years. That was the patriarchs. And so if not live forever, if you really read the story right. So the point is, we seem to want a Ouija board cure. We pray to God that somehow this automatically will vanish, that some sort of thing is going to go on. Well, we have natural cures and supernatural cures. What are those? A natural cure is going to take some time, and a supernatural cure is going to be instant. We hear of the lepers, and they were told to walk away on the road, and then they were healed instantly. Jesus told them not to be healed in front of him because probably the blasphemy that he presented to the Pharisees and so on, they would have killed all these people that were healed. But and the interesting part of that story was the only one came back to thank Jesus. But the issue is that that would be a supernatural cure. So are the only cures that we can have either supernatural or from modern medicine, where we got to pay a fortune, and these are cures that leave us wanting. They're cures that are destroying our lives and our families and our wealth and everything.
Hey,
and
Bill.
I just gave the audience the idea you could use something natural to fix the kidneys and the glaucoma and the typhoid that I got in this prayer letter here.
Exactly. And what you say about modern medicine, just before we close out this segment, there was a fellow who shopped in our store who had a very dramatic turnaround with MS, multiple sclerosis, and vitamin D3. He took 50,000 a day, but he went from a wheelchair and 14 medications to walking and 3 medications in a couple of months. So he's very functional. He started a support group, Bill, for MS. He invited me to speak one day. So I went there, about 20 people there, and all of them had MS to some degree. There were people who you wouldn't know, people with canes, people in wheelchairs. And we got around to talking about things. We got around to vitamin D. Now remember, all these people know George, the guy that took this little inexpensive vitamin D pill and was really transformed. Now, I said to everybody, how many of you take vitamin D3? George and one other person raised his hand. And I was shocked. Everybody else just looked at me and I said, if you don't mind, tell me, somebody who doesn't take D, tell me why you don't take D when you know George. And 3 people said, my doctor said I didn't need it. And that breaks my heart. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Your two hosts, Dave Stouter, health warrior, and health journalist Bill Sardi. Bill, I just told that story. I mean, it was shocking to me that nobody would try an inexpensive, I think, 7-cent a day pill. Anybody with MS, if you saw somebody go from a wheelchair to walking and they spent 7 cents a day on a harmless little pill, you wouldn't try it? You would let your doctor talk you out of it? How sad is that?
I think there are cross wires on this topic. I didn't want us to give it up in just the first section of the show because it's too good a discussion. And I think somewhere in here, for God-fearing people, it's like these vitamins and minerals and herbs. Look, we don't worship those things. We don't worship nature. We worship the Creator who made nature. Now, we might use these things. Somehow, I think people perceive that what's going on is that that it's competing with God. Are we competing with God? Doesn't He want to use us in His service to, well, help people find an answer here without all the devastating side effects of modern medicine and the terrible costs? And I want to bring up an aspect of this from the preacher's side of it, which is, and I understand it, that if people are suffering, they're more likely to seek God. And we all understand that. Of course, there is the issue of, you know, you can be down and out, and of course you could be up and out too. I mean, you know, but the issue is that will we seek God as much if we're not suffering, if we're not in trouble? Probably not. And certainly that's an issue. But do we, as preachers of what God has created here to use these things, these medicines on earth, are we then somehow getting in the way of people needing God because we fixed their problem and now they're not as needy?
Well, Bill, you're onto something, but I would throw this in here. We put a little mask on God. I think what we're getting in the way of with this show is the sort of darn near religious faith we have in modern medicine, with the doctor that is in touch with all the medical science and much smarter than you or I. We're just kind of quaint little, probably well-meaning, uneducated people who are looking at these old, antiquated, no evidence kind of, you know, natural things. And what we are is, yeah, we're getting in the way of the medical gods. And I think that's what we're actually trying to do. And we're trying to say to people that, if you have an allegiance and a faith in your creator, that's great. Don't transfer it to a doctor. A lot of them are nice people. They're hardworking, but they're just doctors. And I'm sorry, Bill, Big Pharma pales in comparison to Mother Nature. I always put it that way.
Well, it's such a frustrating thing to see so many people needy and have some answers for them, and you can't even get a platform to share it. I mean, we simply do not – and I see this. The preachers don't want the New Age folks taking over the church with all their – it's the New Age folks that are more open to these natural remedies than the folks who are running to church. But, I'm just trying to bring up this as in a discussion. – I'm not sure I have all the answers to the dynamics. It is frustrating from my end. I know it must be from your end. I just want to tell a little story and take a minute here. You know, there was a man in the Bible called Naaman, N-A-A-M-A-N. Now, Naaman was a Syrian army captain, and he had captured a bunch of Israelite children and taken them away as slaves. And he had a terrible skin condition. And so this slave girl who came from Israel said, you know, my God can cure your skin condition. And so this Naaman got the idea he would go back to the God of Israel and he would see if they couldn't fix his problem. And so he sent a letter ahead to the king, and the king went, don't bring this guy back. He's going to take more slave kids. And so it was problematic. And so he handed the letter off to God's prophet, who was Elijah. And so Naaman comes with money and a letter of introduction and all this kind of thing. And wow, he refused to see Naaman. Now, Naaman's a soldier with all of his troops on horseback. And he demands to see Elijah, and he wants a laying on of hands. He wants a miraculous cure called an instant remedy, you see? And so what does Elijah say? Elijah says, I won't see you. Go dip in the river seven times. The River Jordan. Well, the Naaman's assistant said, you know, we've come a long way. Maybe we ought to just do this. And so Naaman takes the seven dips in the water, and the skin condition is eradicated. And now, Elijah will come to this man and see Naaman. You see, Elijah wanted to stay away, so he didn't get the credit. God got the credit. Well, or at least what God created, because Naaman got down on his knees and said, there is no other God in this universe but your God. Now, how did that occur? Did Naaman have some advanced knowledge, knowledge? Well, he certainly did, because the River Jordan flows into the Dead Sea. And I just visited there a few months ago. And people from all over the world with psoriasis, a skin condition, go there because the sun and the reflection and of the sun off the sand there and the vitamin D that they get from it, it's the lowest point on earth, and the minerals in the water, particularly selenium and sulfur and so on, and the psoriasis vanishes. People from all over the world travel there. Now, that's the River Jordan flows in to that Dead Sea. Do you think Naaman knew something? God gave him some knowledge. Well, we have knowledge on the show, and we're trying to impart it to you. And we think it's important that you sort this out. You know, I do think that does man have to suffer to come to God? Probably if he's fat and sassy, he doesn't look to God. Probably that's true. But I don't know that I can just sit here and say, okay, let them all suffer so they come to God. I think that God doesn't want us to suffer. I don't think he's that kind of a God. And I do think, you know, for the want of knowledge the people suffered, it says in the Bible, you know, talking about the state of Israel, but is there no remedy, you know, available? They talked about this in the Bible, you know, having, is there no balm in Gilead? They called the balm the medicine. So the point is that I think this is an interesting topic. I think we want either instant cures. You know, I've said in my life, I'm tired of people praying to an empty God. He's not an empty God, but praying to an empty God as if some they don't know how to help someone else who's sick or whatever. They won't even bring them a bowl of soup. Come on. Be an answer to prayer. Now, if you hear remedies and things that you believe are true on this show and you think they might help people, certainly not hurt them, then you can be a warrior for natural health too. A lot of people are. It's amazing, right, in our own families, the resistance to people trying some of these things that work for so many people. And the disbelief, it's amazing to me. But, you know, I think for me, at least in my life, and I know it is in yours, David, that we want to be more than just somebody who launches an empty prayer. We want to be an answer to prayer. And that's why I study and read these things, and we share them openly with no commercial value for a great part of the show. Certainly we have a sponsor, and certainly we have to pay for the airtime. But I think this little segment right here is probably going to be enshrined in radio time because I don't think I've ever heard it anywhere else. And I hope that we can see our way through it and somehow reach out and find the people who, you know, we basically have an audience of people who already believe in natural medicine and practice it and use it. I'm trying to expand this to the people who don't.
Well, you know, Bill, I said to you once, and I got a chuckle out of you, that, you know, with most medical folks, if you say that you, you know, want to work with nutrients, herbs, even diet, they look at you like you believe in UFOs, like you're just crazy. But, you know, I was thinking about something. There's this monolithic feeling about modern medicine. People may listen to our program, listen to our passion, and that we want to help people. And they go, but gosh, there are these two guys on the radio, and then there's, you know, Sloan Kettering and the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins and all the doctors, and they all say the same thing. And we've been told they say the same thing because that's where the science leads. But I have a question for all of you to consider. You know, pretty much these, quote, big studies that are so wonderful can only be done on drugs because of the expense. So, Bill, if we only studied drugs, then where is all the evidence going to point? To drugs. And so if you only study drugs, all the evidence points to drugs, and you're going to say, well, we think IP6 helps the kidneys.
But, David, we're charlatans and we're hawking vitamins and minerals and amino acids, and we're just health food store clerks that are glorified and here and pay our own way to get on the radio. I mean, that's where we are entombed. We are categorized in that spot. And so in the people's mind, I mean, there was wonderful Dr. Mendelsohn, Robert Mendelsohn,
right,
wrote a book, 1970s, and he likened doctors, you know, there was the Holy of Holies and they had a gown on and they went into this very clean place, the Holy of Holies. You know, and doctors put a surgical gown on and they go into this very sterile operating theater. It's our doctors have replaced the priests and our very God that we have. And have, well, we paid a terrible price for such a false god, no different than the golden calf that they worshipped in Baal, and you know, it was the false god. So, you know, I was actually at the place where that Bible story occurred just a few months ago. So don't worship false gods. Maybe that's the purpose of this show.
Exactly. And Bill, let me speak to both groups out there. If you are a believer, then I think Bill has made a great point. Don't worship a false god. If you're an agnostic or an atheist who is kind of, you know, rolling your eyes saying, what are they talking about? Well, let me just suggest this to you. That's fine. But then if you're so sure you shouldn't be worshiping a god, then don't emotionally do the same thing to modern medicine. Nature is the powerful force here. We're going to take a short break. Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go anywhere.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you, 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. We're getting philosophical today, but I want to point out to everybody that, you know, this is an important issue, where you sort of philosophically think your health comes from and how you're going to create it in your body has a lot to do with the decisions you make, which have a lot to do with the outcome. And Bill, we talk about longevity a lot on this program. Our sponsor, Longevinex, this red wine molecule in a nutraceutical matrix. And it's, you know, we talk about the anti-aging pill. Is it real? Could it happen? Do people even want it? But you've mentioned this before, and I've seen this in some of your books. I mean, let's go back to the Bible, and we hear about people living hundreds of years. Methuselah was supposed to live 900 some years. Now, many people feel that we can't take certainly a lot of the numbers and things like that in the Bible literally. Like if it says God made the world in 7 days, it may not actually be 24 hours, but it might. What do you think about that? Is it possible that back then that people actually did live that long?
Methuselah 970, Noah 950. And, you know, it is possible. Oh, gosh, I can hear people. You don't believe that crazy Bible stuff, do you? Look, we can only surmise. We can't go back. We don't have a time machine. But I am telling you that there were mechanisms, and there are mechanisms in our human body that I think God tickled or activated or somehow pushed the button on many centuries ago. And that activation system happens to be a stress response, a defensive mechanism in our body to handle biological or emotional or physical stress. And we know what that mechanism is today. Small amounts of biological stress. What we mean by this is a shortage of oxygen like we might get at high altitude, like a exposure to low-dose radiation like we get in springs, water springs where there's radium springs, or radon gas that escapes from the mountain clefts. If we're exposed to small amounts, now the Earth was younger years ago when those Bible stories were written, and we think that radiation, that low dose, was common through everywhere in the Earth, and therefore it turned on the antioxidant defenses in our body. We know the gene that activates it, called NRF2. We know that there are certain things, if you are slightly short of food, food deprivation, not starvation, call a calorie-restricted diet. By the way, that's a Bible idea, came from the word fasting, which the Bible talks about. Now, we're not going to take fasting and diminish it just to something to live healthier. It was a spiritual thing as well, to cleanse the body of sin and so on. But to talk about it in the vein of biology, by the body being short of food, what happens is they take animals, they take away half of the calories, and they doubles their lifespan and their health span. They live healthy, just like Moses did, 120 years in good health to his dying day, had good eyesight and was firm bodied. The point is, does God intend us to live that long? Or are we just interfering with God's timing? That's what President Bush's ethicist at the time said. You see, the people in government have a motive for us not to live so long. I always wondered why they didn't stop the smoking issue quicker. You know, the military, they handed out cigarettes to the military in World War II and so on. So, you know, why? Because smokers die 10 years earlier. I always wondered why the health authorities didn't jump on smoking sooner. Because they don't have to pay the Social Security checks and the Medicare for 10 years. You're going to die 10 years sooner. Can you see through this or not? They don't want us to have an anti-aging pill. So what is an anti-aging pill? It's something that mimics a little bit of that biological stress, like a calorie-restricted diet or fasting does, like a small amount of radiation does, or lack of oxygen. And guess what? You can find that in a pill called Longevinix, our sponsor. The molecules in there mimic calorie restriction. They actually took mice in a laboratory at the University of Wisconsin, and they took the mice and gave them a calorie-restricted diet, and it switched over their lifetime 831 genes. Longevinix switched 82% of those 831 genes in the same direction, on or off. It's the closest proven thing to an anti-aging pill. It's called Longevinix. It's our sponsor's product. And that's what it does. It uses some molecules found in red wine, which, by the way, when we look at Jesus's life, we see he went up to the mountain, you know, to pray with his three disciples. There's lack of oxygen. He certainly fasted, and he certainly drank a little wine, which had these molecules in it. The idea of turning on antioxidant defenses to live a very long and happy and healthy life. Now, that's God's will, is it not? Isn't his will that we actually live forever? It was certainly his will that they lived in the Bible hundreds of years, so I don't know how we can say we're interfering with God's timing. Anyway, that's the Bible prescription. Harvard professor David Sinclair just this week saying there's no limit on the human lifespan. We can start doing it today. We're closer to super longevity than we think. Does that mean anything to you?
David Sinclair said that. Yeah, you know, Bill, it does, because you bring up this point about people saying we're interfering with nature or God's plan. And yeah, I don't know. People talk about maybe they could take my brain imprint and store it on a computer, and you could pretty much have Dave Stouter on a computer and last forever. And, or maybe give us a bunch of artificial limbs and artificial everything. And I'm just going, that does seem a little bit like we're interfering, but using nature. To me, like using nutrients, using these molecules that likely, it's not impossible.
And we just told you how to do it for free. Start fasting. That's another way to get there. The point is, yes, we have a commercial sponsor. I formulated the product, Longevinix, 866-405-4000. They'll send you the information and the report. Why we get old. Are you shaking your fist at God and cursing him for getting old? Get our report, why you get old and what you can do about it. It comes from Longevinix, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. There's no commercial pitches. You won't be put on a list. You won't be hounded by any salesman, 866-405-4000. The product is called Longevinix. It's the best proven anti-aging remedy. And the next show, we're going to talk about the other problem that a lot of folks have is, well, they don't want to get old. They just want to look young. And we'll talk about that because that's another aspect of this whole thing, because we spend more money on cosmetic things than we do on things to live longer. But if you're one of those people, and I'm going to show you a picture of a man blowing out the candles on his 100th birthday, and you are going to react and say, oh, I never want to live that long. You talk to God about that because he wanted us to live long and healthy. 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. The product is called Longevinix.
And so everybody, kind of look at it this way. It does seem like we have now a picture of old age that isn't very appealing. With it comes pain, suffering, maybe loss of your mental faculties, debilitation, and it certainly doesn't make us want to aspire to be around any longer. But, Bill, I've said this to people over and over. I have a feeling that we don't know what old age, quote, looks like anymore. My great-grandfather, and I remember him as a little kid. He was 90-some years old. Now, granted, he wasn't running around the block, but he would play with me in the porch. I'd sneak up and try and steal his little red hot candies, and he'd scare me and I'd run away. We'd do it for hours. He'd talk to me, and he died one day peacefully in his sleep. But he wasn't on any medications at that time. And I think these people that we see this image, and I don't mean this to hurt anybody's feelings, of somebody in a wheelchair in a nursing home drooling and incapacitated, which unfortunately seems to be the destiny. I think what you see there is not somebody who's X years old in most cases. You're seeing somebody who's been on six or more medications for decades. That's where that gets you, and we're trying to save you from that. We, you know, Bill, I don't know how long I'll be around. I want to go out on my feet, okay? I want to live a long and healthy life and try and get done what I can get done in this world. And I don't want to purposely take something that's going to debilitate me.
And more years in God's service, 866-405-4000. More years in God's service, 866-405-4000. Serve your family. Do you want your families to be you to be dependent on your loved ones as you get older? No. Stay independent. Are you worried about your grandmother and grandfather being a burden on you? 866-405-4000. Try Longevinix. It'll change your life.
Good advice. I'm going to take a short break here. Bill, it's interesting. You're going back to biblical times talking about that maybe some of the minor stressors in the world that help us live longer were more powerful than they are today. The red wine that was drank in Bible times probably doesn't bear much resemblance to the wine we drink now, but there's something else that was very prominent back there. So a superfood we call it now that I want to ask you about. We'll do it when we get back. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. We're having a great time today. We're exploring the deep philosophy of real health. Bill Sardi and yours truly, Dave Stouter. You know, Bill, I'm fascinated by your stories coming from the Bible and the Old Testament and history and the ramifications that this may have for us in our health today. Now, we have this concept of superfoods. It's sort of a buzzword today, and people are always coming up with the latest exotic fruit from somewhere on the planet or this special herb or, you know, that we can't live without every couple of months. But there's a superfood that, gosh, it's a big part of the Mediterranean diet and goes back to biblical times. And I know you know where I'm going with this, but another prominent part of it seems to me the health of the people we read about in the Bible has to be garlic.
Certainly garlic. You know, it's absurd to believe that only synthetic molecules cure diseases, prevent diseases, and treat diseases. It's absurd that only synthetic molecules that make big pharma billions of dollars work and whatever God put on this earth doesn't work. And so, you know, the denigration, the second-class citizen status of dietary supplements is terrible. You know, and I'm reading here where it's driven us right back to the Dark Ages, you know, antibiotics and germ resistance. They believe we're in the post-antibiotic era, the magic bullet. Penicillin isn't working anymore. The germs have learned to navigate around the antibiotics. And now I see there's a common antibiotic doubles the risk of heart disease, clarithromycin, one of the mycin antibiotics. And this is where modern medicine has led us. Here's antibiotics may lead babies to be obese. You know, the antibiotic revolution has also spawned the obesity, diabetes revolution, where they fed little young mice antibiotics, and they all grew up to be obese. And that's what they're doing with our kids. And we wonder where all this came from. Would you make your children obese if you could somehow get garlic in them? Now, the problem is for kids, the garlic's pretty pungent. It's hard to get into kids. Maybe we'll have to make a little product that makes it easier because it's the pungency and the odor that has kept people from getting the full benefits of garlic. Now, garlic is actually has a key molecule in it, a hidden little molecule that God placed in there called allicin. And it's in there to repel insects. And so as an insect claws at a garlic clove, it breaks open some enzymes and it activates allicin, and the insects are repelled. In fact, if you get a little garlic powder and spread it around the garden, you'll see the insects will go away. But you don't want to scare away the bees, by the way. But the issue is that God gave us this wonderful antibiotic at the time was garlic. And it was the only antibiotic known. The Romans used garlic and actually planted it in every country their soldiers did as they conquered and went into battle chewing garlic. So they knew about germs back in the Bible times, it says that when they came back from war, they burned their clothes and they washed their instruments of war with hyssop. It was an herb at the time, an antibiotic herb. The point is, did they know about germs before we had microscopes where we could see them? Apparently they did. Now, let's just take one germ. We can't go into a big discussion because we don't have the time today. But 52% of humanity, well, let me see what the actual percent is. 52% of Americans are infected with a little germ in your digestive tract called H. pylori. In undeveloped countries, it's 80% of the public. I'm reading here from a new medical journal report and World Journal of Gastroenterology. What would it cost the United States? This little H. pylori bug is what causes gastric cancer. It causes you to have shut off the acid-secreting cells, gives you indigestion, gives you all manner of other problems. Let me see all the list of things here that they have. It's related to esophageal reflux. It's heartburn. It's related to vitamin B12 deficiency because you don't absorb your nutrients very well. And so it's got a lot of problems. How do we eradicate it? If we were to go out and do it, they do a little breath test on you, so there's a charge for that, and then they give you three antibiotics for 3 weeks, and then if that doesn't work, 80% of the people are cured, but then 20% more need second round of antibiotics. And then if we did this in all the people, and remember it can recur, and it would cost $33 billion to do that. And here we are sitting on nature's remedy, garlic, which kills H. pylori. Now, you've got to get the allicin to do it. If you cook the garlic, you don't do it. If you take a fresh clove and you macerate it really good and mix that enzyme in there, then it'll make allicin. The problem is, how do you get it down? It's so pungent and it bites your stomach and it has the odor. That's what our sponsor's product, Garlazyme, is all about. It's the first alkaline buffered in a garlic pill. It's buffered with alkaline minerals. It keeps the stomach acid away long enough so that it won't destroy the enzyme that creates allicin, garlic's active molecule, and you can get it. Garlazyme is the name of the product. The telephone, 866-674-3955. Get on the side of nature. Use these natural antibiotics, no antibiotic resistant. 866-674-3955. There is not a virus. There is not a fungus. There is not a bacterium that can stand up to garlic. Allicin. It's allicin in garlic that does it. If you get a common garlic pill, even the ones that advertise they have allicin, that's just nonsense because they don't really test it in an acid environment like our stomach is. It makes these pills that are say they provide allicin. It's allicin potential or allicin pretend. You see it on the side of the label. Where do you get the real McCoy, real allicin from Garlazyme? 866-674-3955. And it's the world's best garlic pill at the cheapest price, unbelievably, only $10.50 a month. If you order 3 1-month supply bags, you'll get a fourth one free, and it only costs $8.60 a month, and the shipping is absolutely free. So there's your deal of the century, the best garlic pill, 866-674-3955. It's called Garlazyme. You can see my Chalk Talk online at Garlazyme, not Garlickzyme. Somebody stole Garlickzyme away from us. But Garlazyme, Garlizyme.com. Watch my Chalk Talk and learn how to get allicin in your life.
Hey, Bill, I got to ask you. You know, in a health food store, and you know about these things, there's a lot of things like oil of oregano, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, wonderful things. But am I right? Did I hear you say once that allicin, although it's really good against all those microbes, does not disturb your friendly flora?
Your good bacteria in your digestive tract, Acidophilus bifidus, it doesn't go after and kill that. Isn't that interesting how God made garlic? So it does not destroy our good bacteria. We need acid-forming good bacteria to produce. You know, we don't eat sterile foods. There's a little bit of fungus and bacteria in our foods. And that stomach acid kills it off. That's why we want to kill off H. pylori so we still make stomach acid. H. pylori is a germ that cuts off and shuts off our acid-secreting cells in our digestive tract, leaving us prone to infections and cancer. How do we get our acid-secreting cells working well? Kill off H. pylori. A good way to do that is with this wonderful garlic pill. You can use fresh garlic to do it if you want to. Crush the cloves. So we told you, we got scruples here. We got to tell you the easiest, most inexpensive ways to do things. But if you can't stand the pungency and the odor, Garlazyme, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill. 866-674-3955, and it is low cost.
It is. And by the way, just in case somebody heard Bill say get a special deal on four bags, there are capsules in the little bags. Unlike most of the things that we carry at our store, they're not in bottles. So it kind of reminds you, gives you that feeling of fresh garlic. But I take that one every day. When you really read about, you know, and we go back to the time in the Bible, and garlic was considered absolutely amazing. As Bill pointed out, it used Rome and Egypt. And we might wonder, we eat a lot of garlic spice, garlic powder. We cook with garlic. We don't seem to get all of those benefits. Well, you don't get them unless you eat fresh macerated garlic or Garlazyme. And that's why. So if you want to really get the power of that superfood, and look, garlic's good for you. Eat it. Even if you cook with it, you'll get some good things.
When all the prescription antibiotics fail, you'll be reaching for garlic and needing Allicin. You want to get the real thing, Allicin. 866-674-3955.
Yeah, you know, Bill, it's a dangerous world out there with microbes. And, you know, on one hand, we can't say, yes, we have all these clinical studies to prove that Garlazyme would do this or that, but it's such an inexpensive way to get what I believe is just some incredible protection against so many of these little nasty critters like H. pylori, candida yeast, all kinds of things that can really take our health away. This is a phenomenal product. I love it when you have a Rolls Royce that costs the same as a Yugo. That's just awesome.
I'll take the Yugo. And if you're listening, we want you to take the garlic. That's Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. You know, no one's regretted buying it yet. They love it. And I've had people tell me their H. pylori, their indigestion, their heartburn, all kinds of things, their sinus conditions and so on have cleared up. You know, I haven't got studies to prove it. I can only tell you, you know that garlic works. You know that it works. Just how do you make it work for you? We've found how it works for you. Make sure you get it alkaline buffered so it doesn't come back and bite you with that odor and that pungency. 866-674-3955. David, have we run out of time yet?
Pretty much, but I want to underline something you said in our discussion today because it's a very interesting discussion. We do have a platform. We're joining you here on the radio. Many of the radio stations that we're on are, you know, on these apps like iHeartRadio. So, you know, help spread this show around. If you like this show, tell people about it. There are archives at haveaheartradio.com. You can listen anytime you want. Help spread us around, and we'll be there for you every week. All right? We look forward to it. Thanks again for listening. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.